Tuesday was the first assembly meeting for new Hainesboro manager David Sosa, who took his oath of office at the beginning of the meeting.
That I will honestly,
faithfully, and impartially perform the duties of the borough manager to the best of my ability.
The Hainesboro has a new police chief. The borough assembly on Tuesday confirmed interim manager Julie Causey's choice to hire William Musser for the chief position. The Haines School District has a new superintendent, Virginia Jewell of Georgia. The group is the North Tide Canoe Kwan, and they will paddle a dugout canoe to celebration festivities set to begin next week. The dugout is being accompanied by two larger boats carrying the rest of the group, who will switch out paddling. The entire group will camp along the way. As they set off Wednesday morning from the harbor, they were going to try to make 12 miles on the first day. Paddling a dugout from Haines to Juneau has been a longtime dream.
We're doing an adventure that hasn't been done in a very long time, I know that. So, in a traditional dugout as well, so there's a big accomplishment in that.
Alaska Power Company, or APC, told the RCA it needed to increase rates 18% to offset a $2 million revenue shortfall in 2012. Company officials cited decreasing population in its service areas, as well as a decline in demand as people make efforts to conserve energy. Stephen DeVries is an attorney with the State Regulatory Affairs and Public Advocacy Office. He represented APC customers in the case. He met with APC in October, and they struck a deal for an 11% increase. The Hainesboro received a draft report on a LUTAC dock assessment. And now, the borough has to decide how the dock fits into the community's future in order to figure out the best approach to fixing it.
Mosquito Lake residents are trying to organize so that their local government will take them and their desire to reopen the school seriously. Are there enough kindergarten through sixth grade age children who want to go to Mosquito Lake School? To get about $300,000 in state funding and reopen the school, they need 10 students. If the residents aren't able to find enough students to reopen the school, they would need a very strong proposal to open the building as a community center.
When we closed the school, it was our intent that if there were 10 students who wanted to go to the school in the future, that we could reopen it. That being said, it isn't our building.
Scientists from NASA, the U.S. Geological Survey, and elsewhere are calling the slide at Mount La Perouse the biggest in the world in the last 4 years and possibly the largest ever recorded in Alaska. A group of scientists first detected the slide after it happened on February 16th.
There was a cloud layer in Glacier Bay. I was going, you know, I got a lot of work to do. I shouldn't be going off and doing this. This is like a needle in a haystack. I was just generally perusing everything, and then I looked ahead and went, yeah, there it was. Stuck out like a sore thumb.
The debris field is estimated to be almost 5 miles long with about 68 million metric tons of material. The Hainesboro Assembly Wednesday broke off negotiations with its choice for police chief after the candidate berated the borough in emails for how salary discussions during the hiring process went down. Craze wrote he would not move his wife to a town run by narrow-minded, corrupt politicians. He called the assembly crooks and thieves and asked if they used to work at a used car lot. He apologized for his, quote, intolerance and hate in my contempt with the government there, but it was a needless abuse of power that I doubt I can forget. And it was his words that were his undoing. The Army Corps of Engineers is accepting public comments on a proposed gravel road for mining exploration at the Palmer Project north of Haines. Constantine Metal Resources wants to build a 2.5-mile single-lane supply and access road along Glacier Creek to the area the company bases exploration activities at its Palmer site. A heli-ski guide caught in an avalanche over the weekend near Haines died late Monday, according to a statement posted online by his family. Haines voters have put Jan Hill back in the mayor's seat 3 years after she lost to current mayor Stephanie Scott. The rematch saw Hill getting 57% of Tuesday's vote over Scott's 43%. When Hill takes the mayor's seat, the makeup of the assembly will also change. Jerry Lapp and Deborah Schnabel did not run for re-election. Voters Tuesday elected Ron Jackson and Mike Case to the two empty seats. It's been completed for several weeks and thousands of cruise ship passengers have already used it. But Thursday was the official ceremony to celebrate the new Port Chilkoot dock in Haines. The state had hoped this summer would be the start of a multi-year project to widen almost 30 miles of the Haines Highway. The project, in the works since 2005, will widen, realign, and straighten portions of the road, mainly in the name of safety.
The preschool board hopes to buy and renovate a building owned by Sue Folletti on Willard Street that used to house Lynn Canal Counseling. They decided on that option instead of constructing a new building because it is less expensive and has a shorter timeline. Time and money are two things the preschool is short on. The preschool has been in a borough-owned building on First Avenue for about 40 years. In January, the borough assembly decided to end the preschool's lease because the building is too decrepit to maintain. They gave the preschool 6 months to leave and later extended the deadline to June 30, 2015.
Jason Joel was hired in May as the security officer for the Alaska Marine Highway System. He is the incident commander for the state ferry system in the case of a major security event. He has supervision over vessel and facility security officers. He works with the Coast Guard, Customs and Immigration, and national, state, and local law enforcement agencies. In the last 26 years, Joel worked as a police officer in several departments in Florida and Alaska. He held many of those jobs less than a year. In at least three cases, he agreed to resign in exchange for the department's keeping any details of his work and conduct confidential from the public and future employers. For Waterman and Sage, the wedding was a long time coming for a long-term couple. And for Sage, she says the politics of her marriage was the last thing on her mind Tuesday. She says it was all about being able to marry her best friend and partner in the state the couple calls home.
To get married in our home state, we were both born here, you know, this is home. How awesome is that?
Those are some of the stories that made the news this year in Haines. KHNS is on holiday for the next 2 days, New Year's Eve Day and New Year's Day. Amanda Randles will be with you Friday morning for Lynn Canal Morning from 6 to 8 a.m. She'll also be with you the next 2 weeks for our morning newscasts. Our evening news is taking a short break next week, but will return January 12th with Emily Files. I'll be back with you later this month after a little vacation. It's been a great year to be your KHNS news director, sometimes sobering, sometimes fun, but almost always rewarding. Thanks for all your feedback and suggestions and just letting us know you're listening. For KHNS News, I'm Margaret Friedenauer. Happy New Year.